I didn't only bring the hat back, she managed to say. I brought you a present, too. There's no call to bring me a present. But Tiffany opened her sack again and handed over a small, soft parcel. I thought you might have a use for this. Slowly the old woman unwrapped the white paper. The zephyr billow cloak unrolled itself under her fingers and filled the air like smoke. It's lovely, but I couldn't wear it. You need gravitas to carry off a cloak like that.
What's gravitas?
Oh, dignity, seniority, wisdom.
Ah.
Granny stared at the gently rippling cloak. It really was a wonderful creation. One of those things that fill a hole in your life that you didn't know was there until you'd seen it. She let it curl round her neck and fastened it with a crescent-shaped brooch.
Well, I suppose there's those as can wear a cloak like this, but it's too grand for the likes of me.
No, it really suits you. Granny turned slowly, watching the cloak curve in the air.
Perhaps you'll call again sometimes.
Yes, I'd like that. What's inside you? Tiffany thought. Who are you really in there? Did you want me to take your hat? Because it must be hard being the best. You're not allowed to stop, and you're too proud ever to lose. Well, we'll meet again one day. At the witch trials, we both know it. Oh, yes, and I know how you manage not to think of a pink rhinoceros if someone says pink rhinoceros, she said aloud.
Ah, that's deep magic, that is.
No, it's not. You don't know what a rhinoceros looks like, do you?
Sunlight filled the clearing as the old witch laughed, as clear as a downland stream.
That's right, she said.